Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Yeah, the Mark Gotts Shortlist.
There's nothing sacrosanct about nine members in the United States Supreme Court.
On behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America.
A little dab here and a little dab there.
Then the consequences for the world are absolutely catastrophic.
Case from 1896, before women had the right to vote in this country.
Hi, Dave, welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Yeah, a lot of people from this region drove over to Illinois to see President Trump's rally. I know Annie Fry was there with her producer, Brad. And I think a lot of people are going to be talking about it later today. So I'm sure Annie has got a lot to get to on her show. So you're going to have to listen to that. I love this guest, someone that we check in with on Mondays, a senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation,
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Good morning, Hans. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks.
With the big Supreme Court decisions, we saw two big ones last week. We saw the gun debate in New York with the concealed carry.
Right.
We saw the abortion case on Friday. And, of course, that sparked a lot of commentary over the weekend, both of which I agree with the Supreme Court. I think they got it right. I wanted to bring up one other thing, that there's more Supreme Court cases that will be announced later today, and some are pretty big ones. Can we mention a few of those?
Yeah, no, there's still seven cases that they haven't decided, and this is the final week of the Supreme Court's term. So we're waiting on a really important case about religious freedom. Coach Kennedy, who was fired by his school board because he liked to, on his own, voluntarily kneel down and give a quick silent prayer at the end of football games when he was coaching. And for that, oh my God, that was just horrible, according to the school board, and he was fired. Anyway, very important religious freedom case. We have a big EPA, Environmental Protection Administration case over the Clean Air Act, where the federal government was using it not to try to make sure power plants stay clean when they're producing energy, but to do everything from force the coal industry out of business, to force us to go to unreliable, supposedly renewable energy like wind farms and things like that. Basically, it's the federal government going much further than the statute actually allows them to go. So it's one big case after another. Oh, and a big immigration case over
right.
The Remain in Mexico policy. So, yeah, those two cases you mentioned, very important, but we got more coming.
Yeah, and really the EPA for a long time there under President Trump started to rein back in the abusive power grabs that they were going for under the Obama administration. But as soon as President Biden took over, you saw that they started to revert. And really, it was overreaching that they were using that opportunity to really abuse their power. And I'm glad that this case hopefully comes out in favor to limit the EPA in their power that they do have, so they're not as overreaching as we've had back in the past. So that's a very important one. But of course, on Friday, when it comes to the abortion case, we saw the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the reaction of that. I absolutely believe the Supreme Court got this right. It's something that was flawed to begin with. What were your thoughts?
Oh, it was flawed from the day it was decided, because in essence, what happened in 1973 was the Supreme Court simply created a non-existent right in the Constitution to abortion.
And all the court did on Friday was say, look, you can look at the text of the Constitution. You can look at the history of the Constitution. There's no mention of, there's no recognition of abortion as a constitutional right. No state before 1973 recognized abortion as a constitutional right in their state constitution. They just made it up. And what the court said is, look, we're overturning Roe versus Wade, and we're returning this to what the state of the law was in 1973, which was it's up to the people of every state and their elected representatives to decide what the rules are on abortion. The hysteria, the violence over the weekend to me is just shocking, particularly since it was being encouraged by people like Nancy Pelosi and AOC and all these others. You know, they're talking about how anti-democratic it was. No. What was anti-democratic was taking the decision away from voters and their elected representatives on that. It's the exact opposite of what people like AOC are saying.
Right. And this is the you've heard a couple of different arguments floated around by the commentators that they'll say that what's next? Interracial marriage. They're going to repeal that on the federal level or whatever. And then the next logical jump for them is the only way we can prevent this is by stacking the courts. So they start bringing up the argument again of stacking the Supreme Court to prevent things like this from happening while that person is empowering, in this case, the Democrats, to stack it with as much as they can for at least their own political favor. So when you hear about the, let me ask you about the interracial marriage thing. Is that when you hear things like that, they're saying, okay, the logical step is the Supreme Court's going to rule against protections for interracial marriage. Do you buy that?
That is totally and completely absurd because that is something the 14th Amendment does protect, you know, equal protection under the law. That's something that we have other amendments too that say that you cannot discriminate on the basis of race. That is clear as a bell in the Constitution and its amendments. Sorry, you can read through the entire Constitution and abortion is not mentioned. It's just so different, and that claim is again, it's hysterical overreaction to this. And what are they saying about when they're saying they want to pack the court? They're saying that they don't want to go to state legislatures and convince them to put in the kind of abortion rules they want. So what they're saying is they don't believe in the democratic process. Anyone who says they want to pack the court, that's what they're saying. They don't believe in democracy.
Right. Hans von Spakovsky, if you are liking what he's got to say, you have to check him out with the Heritage Foundation. If people wanted to find your work, where can they go?
They go to heritage.org, and I've got a piece out, in fact, about the Friday decision, which was the correct decision constitutionally.
Yeah, absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Thank you for joining us this morning in St. Louis.
Sure thing. Anytime.
Always a great insight. Always. Heritage.org if you want to check out some of his work. And he's very good at explaining things like the interracial marriage debate that came out over the weekend to try to scare people on CNN and MSNBC. What's next? It's such an easily debunked line of thinking. Hans is so good at laying it out in two sentences. There are protections in the Constitution for this. There were not for abortion. It's as simple as that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.